The Holy Word for Morning Revival. Prayer and the Lord to Move. Week 2. Titled A Man of Prayer. Week 2, Day 2. The Morning Nourishment. Luke 11:11-13 says, "But what father among you, whose son shall ask for a fish, will instead of a fish hand him a snake? Or if he shall also ask for an egg, will hand him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father, who is from heaven, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Once we have prayed ourselves into God, what shall we do now that we are in God? What shall we simply receive him with his riches into us? As fallen human beings, we were altogether outside of God and had nothing to do with his riches. Hence, we could not enjoy the riches of God. We need to pray ourselves into God and then, as those in him, receive him and his riches. When some hear about the need to pray ourselves into God in order to receive him and his riches, they may say, "Before we were saved and we were not in God, but now we are children of God." Yes, as believers, we are children of God. Nevertheless, we must recognize the fact that often in our experience, we are not in God. We do not stay in God. We do not remain in him. For example, before going to bed, a brother loses his temper with his wife. When he rises up the next morning, he rises up outside of God. What should he do? He should pray himself into God. From the Life Study of Luke, pages 230 and 231. Now for today's reading. Often we are distracted from God. We may be distracted from him simply by an advertisement in the newspaper. Because we are easily distracted from God, we should spend time every morning with him, praying ourselves into him. There is no need to pray in detail concerning our shortcomings. It is sufficient to say, "Father, forgive me." There is no need to go through the details. The prayer, "Father, forgive me as I forgive others," is inclusive. The more you pray like this, the more you will realize that you pray yourself into God. Then in God, you will receive the life supply. Perhaps you are wondering where in Luke 11:1-13 we can see the matter of receiving the life supply from the Father. The life supply is indicated in verses 11 through 13. And it says, "But what father among you whose son shall ask for a fish will instead of a fish hand him a snake? Or if he shall also ask for an egg, will hand him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father, who is from heaven, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Here the life supply is indicated by the fish, the egg, and the Holy Spirit. In verse 5, it is indicated by the loaves. If we include the loaves, we have four items of the life supply. When we pray ourselves into God, we receive his riches as our supply. The Lord's work in 11:11-13 indicates that our intention in prayer should be to seek the life supply, to seek loaves, fish, and eggs, represent the riches of the land, fish, the riches of the sea, and eggs, the riches of something both in the air and on the earth. Therefore, loaves, fish, and eggs represent the riches of the land, the water, and the air. That is, these represent different kinds of riches. In verse 13, we see that the Holy Spirit is the totality of these riches. The Holy Spirit is the totality of the loaves, the fish, and the egg. Do not pray if your prayer does not bring you into God. This does not mean that you should not ask the Lord to heal you if you are sick. The point is that when you pray for healing, you should observe the governing principle of prayer and pray yourself into God. If your way of praying distracts you from the Lord and does not bring you into Him, you should change your way of praying. Seek to pray in such a way that you are brought into God. The prayer that brings us into God is the right kind of prayer. We know from our experience with the Lord that often we have prayed properly and have prayed ourselves into God. As we remain in Him, we receive His riches, the riches that are embodied in His Spirit. When we receive the Holy Spirit as our life supply, signified by the loaves, the fish, and the egg, we can feed ourselves, and we can also feed all those under our care. These were excerpts from the Life Study of Luke, pages 231 and 234. Further reading is the Life Supply of Luke, message 27.